I want to congratulate the two courageous leaders, and that's what they are. They were courageous, who are taking this monumental step. Prime Minister Hun Manet and Prime Minister Ah Newton. I also want to thank Prime Minister Anwar of Malaysia. I called him right at the beginning, and I said, you know, you have two countries that are fighting right next to you. We need a third place. We need a sort of a neutral place, right? And he was there, and I said to him, you know, if we get this solved, I'm coming to your country. And I told the truth, that my administration immediately began working to prevent the conflict from escalating. I held phone calls with both leaders. I was actually at Turnberry in Scotland when I did this. And we had a lot of phone calls, the three of us and then the four of us. We had a lot of phone calls. It was a beautiful day. I remember how beautiful it was. Turnberry is a great place, but I said, this is much more important than playing around the golf. But I asked them to choose the path of prosperity and peace over needless bloodshed and war. At the end of July, after extremely productive discussions, we reached a ceasefire agreement. And now these gentlemen, and they really are gentlemen, high-quality people, both went to college in the United States, and now these gentlemen are about to sign what we're calling the Kuala Lumpur Peace Accords. Good name.